For over 2,000 years, many theologians, both Jewish and Christian, have believed that God allowed 6,000 years plus the millennium for this world. This is not explicitly taught in the Bible, but there are some inferences that theologians have drawn from through the years. For instance, 2 Peter 3:8 is a puzzling verse. It says that to God, a day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day. Well, we can understand 1,000 years to someone eternal would seem like a day. But how is a day like 1,000 years? Well, we can explain that. Peter, on the day of Pentecost, got up and preached and said, Joel spoke of this time. He quoted from Joel, and it shall come about in the last days. In what sense did Peter live in the last days? Well, when you look at the week of time grid on history, the first 1,000 years, which of course were before the flood, would be the Sunday of time. The Monday of time would be the period when the flood came and afterward. The Tuesday of time would be the third millennium. In the week of time. And the fourth millennium, the middle of the week, is when Joel made his prediction. Peter then lived on the Thursday of time, which would be considered one of the last days, Friday, one of the last days, and Saturday, the last day of the week, or the Lord's Day. And so Peter taught in the beginning of the Thursday of time and called it the last day, days. Biblically, the seventh day is the day of the Lord. Nowhere does the Bible use the term millennium. Five times it's called 1,000 years, many more times the day of the Lord. So 1,000-year period of time known to us as the millennium is basically often called the day of the Lord, fitting accurately with the week of time. And there could be other parallels. For instance, God gave 6 days for us to work and the seventh day to rest. He also gave the sabbatical year and the jubilee year to the Hebrews. Sabbatical year came every seventh year. All debts were forgiven. On the jubilee year, slaves were freed and property returned to its original owner. These are types of what God will do for his people after 6,000 years of sin. Freedom at the coming of Christ, followed by a millennial vacation, topped off by inheriting the earth again. Enoch said, and I appointed the eighth day also, that the eighth day should be the first created after my work, and that the first seven revolve in the form of 7,000, and that at the beginning of the 8,000 there should be a time of not counting. Now we know that Enoch is not part of the Bible, not necessarily an inspired book, but Jude quotes from the book of Enoch, so we won't throw everything that Enoch allegedly said out. Justin Martyr, who was born 10 years after the death of John the Revelator, said, "For as Adam was told that in the day he ate of the tree he would die, we know that he did not complete 1,000 years. We have perceived, moreover, that the expression 'the day of the Lord is as 1,000 years' is connected with this subject." Irenaeus, who was born about 40 years after the death of John the Revelator, said, "For in as many days as this world was made, in so many 1,000 years it will be concluded." He said it is a prophecy of what is to come. Hippolytus, who lived a little later, said, "For a day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. Since then, in 6 days God made all things, it follows that 6,000 years must be fulfilled." Hugh Latimer, when we come down to the Protestant Reformation, said, "The world was ordained to endure, as all learned men affirm, to prove it with Scripture, 6,000 years. John Loughborough, one of the Advent pioneers, said it is generally agreed that this 1,000 years is the period when Satan is bound at the end of 6,000 years from creation. So in conclusion, we could see from these samples, through the years, many have adhered to the week of time theory. Notice it is a theory. It's not explicitly stated in the Bible. Ellen White, one of the pioneers of the Adventist Church, in 44 passages said that Satan was given 6,000 years to do what he has done on this earth. So I believe that we're approaching the 6,000th year. Why do I believe that? Well, because there were 4,000 before the cross. There's been nearly 2,000 since the cross, and Jesus is soon to come. When you connect this idea of the week of time with the fact that there will be a time of trouble such as never was that needs to be cut short, lest man destroy himself, those two things are merging now. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.